The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Is podcasting replacing radio? New data from Nielsen suggests that it isn't. Their medium and small market edition of their Audio Today report has just been released. Included in the data, 90% of podcast listeners also use radio every week. And that figure is also replicated in their national Audio Today 2019 report, released earlier. Apple has written to all podcasters announcing a major change. You can now hide new shows until you're ready to launch them, so they won't be visible in search until you make them appear. They've also published their holiday submission schedule and some revised updates to those selected for host and guest images. If you didn't get the email, we've reproduced it for you. You'll find a link to it in our show notes and our newsletter today. Spotify is now more popular than Apple Podcasts in Equatorial Guinea and in Sweden, says Voxnest. Sweden is a major achievement, partially because that's where Spotify is based, but also because podcast listening is particularly high in Sweden. Modus Hub is a super useful directory of resources for podcasters created as a response to the International Podcast Association's findings earlier this year. We link to that from our show notes and newsletter today. You've only got 3 years to launch a podcast, says Molly Beck of podcast host Messy. Meanwhile, Malcolm Lemons has stopped podcasting and reckons you shouldn't start because it's hard work. And the Spark Christian Podcast Conference has published their conference schedule. The event is in Houston in Texas on February the 21st and 22nd and organized by podcaster Misty Phillip. Christianity is one of the most popular podcast categories, but the least represented at mainstream conferences. Oh, and Rudy Giuliani is still apparently considering a podcast. Oh, good. And in podcasts today, Tumble, a science podcast for kids, has won a Science Journalism Awards. These podcasts, says the judges, taught kids a ton about science in a fun and engaging way. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.